Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuits of technology, one qubit at a time. I'm Alex, your guide through the quantum wilderness.
And I'm Jamie, your trusty sidekick on this journey, ready to ask all the questions you're thinking but might be too afraid to ask. So Alex, quantum computing, huh? Sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel.
You're not wrong, Jamie. Quantum computing does sound like something straight out of science fiction, but it's very much a reality. It's all about going beyond what our classical computers can do, thanks to the weird and wonderful rules of quantum mechanics.
Classical computers, are we talking about Beethoven and Mozart here?
Good one, Jamie. No, when we say classical in computing, we're talking about the computers we use today, which process information in bits. You know, the ones and zeros that are the backbone of all our digital devices.
Ah, gotcha. And let me guess, quantum computers don't use bits. They use qubits, right?
Exactly. Qubits are the quantum version of bits. But unlike bits, which are like simple on-off switches, qubits can be in a state called superposition, where they can be both on and off at the same time. Imagine being able to be in two places at once. That's what a qubit can do, sort of.
Whoa, that's like having your cake and eating it too. But doesn't that make things complicated?
It does. But that's where the magic of quantum computing comes in. Superposition lets quantum computers process a vast amount of possibilities simultaneously. Then there's entanglement, another quantum trick, allowing qubits to be linked together in a way that the state of one, whether it's on or off, can depend on the state of another, no matter how far apart they are.
Spooky action at a distance, as Einstein called it. But Alex, how do we control these qubits to do useful stuff?
Great question, Jamie. Quantum computers use quantum gates to manipulate qubits. These gates are like the logic gates in classical computers, but designed to work with the probabilities of qubit states. By chaining these gates together, we can create quantum circuits that perform complex calculations.
So it's like building a Rube Goldberg machine, but for processing quantum information.
In a way, yes. And speaking of processing, one of the most famous quantum algorithms is Grover's algorithm. It's a quantum search algorithm that can find a specific item in an unsorted database way faster than any classical algorithm could.
Like finding a needle in a haystack, but with quantum speed?
Precisely. And then there's Shor's algorithm, which poses a real threat to current cryptography methods by making it possible to factor large numbers exponentially faster than classical computers.
Yikes. So quantum computers could break the internet?
They could disrupt certain encryption methods, which is why there's a push for quantum-resistant cryptography. But it's not all doom and gloom. Quantum computing also promises breakthroughs in drug discovery, optimization problems, and more.
Sounds like a quantum leap for technology, but how far away are we from quantum computers taking over?
We're still in the early stages, Jamie. Today's quantum computers are what we call NSQ devices, noisy intermediate scale quantum. They're powerful, but prone to errors and have a limited number of qubits. However, the progress is rapid, and who knows? The quantum future might be closer than we think.
I guess we'll have to stay tuned to find out. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thanks for riding the quantum wave with us on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the technologies reshaping our world. Until next time, keep your qubits entangled and your algorithms optimized. Upbeat electronic music fades in and then out.